Welcome to the Fort Polk Podcast. April is Autism Awareness Month, and as part of the Exceptional Family Member Program's activities to celebrate, we have a few exciting events in store for this month. Be sure to stay tuned for more information on these special activities that will be happening around Fort Polk. Together, we can work towards creating a better understanding of autism for our Fort Polk community. Welcome to the Fort Polk Podcast. Here we go. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you are listening to this podcast. I am Jeff England from the Fort Polk Public Affairs Office, and today we are going to be discussing Autism Awareness Month of April, along with Tricia Kearns, the EFMP coordinator. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm Peach Keen Jellybean. And Natalie West, the systems navigator. Why don't you pull your microphone a little closer to you so we can hear you what you're saying. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. It's about time people start talking to me. It's make sure that I can see everybody. So how is everybody doing? Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us. We're doing pretty good. That's, super excited.
So you got Autism Awareness Month of April and autism. That is a growing concern. I'm seeing a lot more people being diagnosed with autism to varying degrees.
Yes,
or as they call it, on the spectrum.
Yeah, over the years, it's been it's increased quite a bit. So awareness is growing, which is great. We're getting more familiarized with what it means to have it, what it looks like.
I wonder why it's becoming more prevalent now. So autism awareness is signified by a puzzle piece.
Yes.
And why is it a puzzle piece?
It is, I guess the puzzle piece is supposed to represent the complexity of autism. It's different for every case. It's on a continuum, so it can look very different from every child that has it. They're never going to look, it's not like a cookie cutter. They're all going to look different. They all have different symptoms, different concerns, different like isms that they have.
It's an ism.
Yes.
And it's just one piece of the puzzle.
Yes.
Yes. And it's April. Why is it in April, Natalie?
Because in 1972, they came together and it was...
like a meeting or a committee. I was joking about being interested in knowing exactly all these reasons. It's like February is Black History Month, Hispanic Heritage Month starts on the 15th of a month, and you know, that's because of specific dates and specific reasons. Yeah. Juneteenth is in June. Mm-hmm. But you know, that's weird. Everything has significance, especially when it comes to people and children, especially children. And April being Autism Awareness Month is very special because I know several people that have autistic children, whatever side of the spectrum it is or wherever on the spectrum it is. No, she's still back there. But April, because they had the they started it off as just a autistic week, autistic awareness week. And back in the early 70s, it wasn't that well known or understood what it was or how it affected, and let alone all the different varying degrees of it. And as we've grown, in the knowledge of it, we've gotten more proactive, and it's actually just worked its way into a complete month. And to help with that, you guys are here.
Yes.
To spread the word and get more knowledge out there. And and some of these activities, you've got activities planned all throughout April.
Yes.
And why don't you tell us a little about some of our some of the activities. Some
Absolutely.
Of your, the more favorite ones. Well, actually, yeah. They're probably all your favorite because you're the one that came up with them all.
Yeah. So I know the families really love our Chalk the Walk, our superhero walk. That's going to be on the 14th, and we're going to have that at Honor Field. That's going to be from 1 to 3. Kiddos loved that last year, so they can dress up like their favorite superhero.
Yeah.
just some time to get together. We'll have some refreshments. We'll probably have some water bottles to make sure no one gets overheated, but it should be a really, really fun time. That's the big one for us. We're
chalk looking the walk.
To that. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Chalk the walk.
Yeah.
What do you chalk the walk? Well, how do you chalk the walk?
Yeah, we'll have chalk, sidewalk chalk, and they'll be able to draw in play and walk the duration of on our field and just kind of be together. And
I get it now, because chalk to me is something slightly different, especially if you chalk the plane.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah. That's where you put the blocks on either side of the wheels so the plane doesn't roll away.
Oh, yeah, the big red ones.
big yellow ones for mine. But so we've got Chalk the Walk, and when is that again?
That is the 14th.
On the 14th. That's the EFMP Superhero Walk, and you get to dress up like Batman and Superman. Yeah. Superman, no. Okay, there's a couple of things that you don't want to do. Superman, because he won't do the walk, he'll just fly. And the Flash, don't dress up as the Flash, because you'll finish the walk too fast. It'll be chalk the run.
Yeah.
And he does, it's like, I've already done it 15 times. what else? We're starting off the month. April 8th is going to be your color run.
Yeah, so MWR is doing a color run, and we're partnering with them. We're super excited. We're doing something a little bit different this year, so that's exciting. We're going to have, I think, open registration is right now.
Right.
So they'll be able to register for EFMP, and we have different color shirts. So that will allow them, if we've got anybody with sensory concerns or respiratory breathing concerns, they don't want the colors thrown at them.
Yeah.
They can still participate in, with their different color shirts, the different
stations.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. They'll know that not to throw the colors at them if they have those color shirts. So,
Speaking of colors, doesn't autism have a specific color?
So usually it's lighted up blue for autism, but the three different colors that are really particular to autism are yellow, blue, and red.
Yellow, blue, and red. Yeah.
Yes.
And that's the color of this puzzle.
Yes. Yeah, the puzzle pieces are usually...
It all comes back to the puzzle.
Yes.
It does. So what else we got going on this month? And that's going to be on the 8th.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm going to have to open my calendar just to make sure I know what days of the week it is.
Yeah, the 8th is a Saturday.
That's a Saturday. I'm sleeping on a Saturday.
I think both of them are through spring break for Vernon Parish. So we should get a lot of turnaround
sweet.
For that.
Yeah. So let's take a vacation and go running.
Yeah.
No.
I like that idea.
I'll participate.
So what else we got? Of course, you said blue.
Yes.
Blue is Autism Awareness Month.
Yep.
Or it's one of the colors, one of the main colors. So
yes.
What do you got going on for, you know, blue?
We're doing Wear Blue Day on the 26th, which is a Wednesday. It's a little bit farther out. We've got something every single week, so that's the fourth week in April. So that'll be, Wear Blue for Autism.
April 13th, that's a Thursday. It's a Thursday. Okay. April 13th, see? It says it right there on your calendar, April 13th.
Yes, I'm looking at
I'm looking at my calendar. You look at
your
calendar.
You can wear blue every single day.
Why is your calendar purple? Shouldn't it be blue?
Well, this is the one that I have from MWR, so I just wrote all over.
I think we're going to have to make you a new calendar and make it blue.
Yeah,
just make it blue.
Yeah,
and we'll make it instead of squares for the days, we'll make them puzzle pieces.
Heck yeah,
I like that idea.
Yeah, we should totally do that. Yeah,
that'd be cool.
Yeah,
especially for the month of April, it would be a great platform.
Yeah.
So we got and you are the EFMP. Director, basically, or the coordinator.
Yes.
And EFMP is Exceptional Family Member Program.
Yes, it is.
And what consists of an exceptional family member?
Anybody that requires specialty care outside of their primary care doctor for 6 months or more. So this can literally be pretty much anything. It can be medical diagnoses, physical disabilities. It can be something that they're born with, something that's from a life-changing event like a car accident, anything that requires specialty care for 6 months or more.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But in order to be part of the program, you have to register.
Yes.
Now, if you do have a child that is in need of anything like that, is it a requirement that they register?
It is. enrollment is mandatory for active duty, and anybody on Title 10 or 32 of their reserve, they're required to enroll if their family member meets criteria for that. So if they needed specialty care, they would meet that criteria for the enrollment side. The family support, we'd still assist. We've got some families that were in the process of getting diagnoses, and we still, they're very much welcome to come to our events and be part of the family support stuff that we've got going on with ACS.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So that's, it's, a, you know, it's important to make sure that you're registered and, yeah, and you've got all the help that you could possibly get around here, because it takes a village.
Yes. Yes, it does. And our village is a little bit smaller here. So trying to pull together some additional resources is very much important, and getting that information to families so they know what's available.
Ooh. I told you that'd make noise. Yeah. The so what there's other things going on in April. So we've got the Color Run,
yeah,
is going to be your kickoff event.
Yeah.
And that's partnered with MWR for their Color Run.
Yes.
So, and then you've got the next week would be Wear Blue.
Yes.
For ASD.
Yep.
And what does ASD stand for?
Autism Spectrum Disorder. So,
yeah. So it's not just autism anymore. It's kind of like, yes, ADD. It's not just ADD. It's ADD, ADHD.
Yeah. You can get combined.
ADHD.
Or... Yes.
ADD, ADHD. No, it's like all four of them. ADD, ADHD, ACDC,
yeah.
Metallica.
Yes.
Yeah. And then... that's followed up the next day,
yes,
which is a Friday,
yes,
with your superhero walk. So your, yes, super, and what time does that start off?
The 1 to 3. So we'll be there.
Oh, 1 in the afternoon.
Yep. So we're doing a little bit earlier this year. We can get some kids just something to do while during spring break. So it should be.
And where are you going to be walking?
Honor Field. Yes.
That's the.
It's a field outside of...
so that's the one off of LA 10.
I think it's, yeah, 6.
Oh, I'm so bad with directions.
It's the one off of LA 10.
Yeah.
Honor Field. It's a big circle. Yes. It's a big parade field is, yeah, what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great.
It's the one with horrible parking.
Yes, I've heard that.
Yeah. So what else you got going on? We are in a very forested state.
Yeah.
So I have a feeling I know what the next event in, yeah, in April it will be.
Yeah, we're doing tree planting.
Ah, go big.
So trees are always environment.
Trees are always good. They give us oxygen, and I like breathing oxygen.
Yeah, I've heard, yes, we need that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm kind of hooked on it.
Pretty common.
Yeah. I tried breathing water, but no, that's for the fish.
No gills.
No, yeah, no.
Dang.
No gill. No fill. No, Bob.
Yeah, so, no, the tree planting is going to be on the 20th, which is a Thursday.
What kind of tree? You don't know?
I have no idea.
You have no clue.
It's just a
tree. Trees are just trees to you, man. Yeah. You triophobe.
We just live life on the edge.
Live it on the edge.
We just wait.
I say we plant like a fruit tree.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Oh, that'd be a great idea. And then that way, you every time you go and pick an apple or pick one of the fruits, like an orange or a pear what else? Peach. Ooh, a peach. Do some peach trees.
Would that live here?
Like, yeah.
I mean, would it survive?
Yeah.
Oh.
Peach tree. Yeah.
About that.
I mean, we're the same latitude as Georgia.
Oh.
And Georgia peaches.
Oh, yeah.
That's way above my pay grade. Yeah.
Oranges. And I don't know, the apples, I know apples can grow here, but I just find those to be more of a cold weather tree.
Yeah, they grow up more north in like Maryland, PA.
Yeah, and Michigan. There's a whole bunch of states up north from what I hear.
Oh, yeah.
Darned.
Crazy.
Yeah, the fall time.
No, but I think, you know, a fruit tree would be really cool. And then, you know, that way... You can have the kids that planted them come back the next year and pick a fruit off of them and say, I planted this.
Heck yeah.
Oh, man.
It keeps giving.
Look at me, the giving tree.
Yeah.
Just take from the giving tree.
Yeah.
You don't take from the giving tree. Tree gives it to you and you accept it.
Yes.
Ah.
There you go.
It's all in the syntax.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Me and my big words. I got a thesaurus. Yes. Do you know what thesauruses eat for breakfast?
Oh,
words?
Synonym buns. Anyway, So we got the tree planting, and that's going to be on April 20th.
Yes.
And April 20th is a Thursday. You got lots of things going on Thursdays.
Yeah. And then on the 21st, there's a movie night for the installation. We're going to have our EFMP Chill Zone tent. So that's going to be exciting.
The Chill Zone. Do you know what movies are going to be? Or is it going to be a surprise?
We're going to go back to Living on the Edge.
Living on the Edge.
We're just going with the flow.
That's a good song by Aerosmith.
Yes, it is.
Living on the Edge. So we got, so it's kind of like a drive-in movie, or movie under the stars.
Yes.
Is what it is. Movie under the stars. Bring your blanket. But you guys have popcorn there from what I hear. So it's really great. I can never make it out. I'm not allowed out after dark. No. They don't let me go. They lock me up. It's like, okay, the gates are closing. Then and what is this EFMP Chill Zone?
Yeah, so we try and do a little area that families with sensory concerns have a place to step away for all of the major events on the installation. So that's year round. It just happens to have one in April as well, which is great. It's just a little tent. It's got usually three sides closed off, and they can come inside and decompress, relax for a second. And instead of having to leave major events, they can regroup and then rejoin the major festivities.
Go in there and chill.
Yeah.
In a zone.
Yes.
Totally. You should name it like Chill Zone or something.
Yeah, it's crazy.
See, I thought it was, when you said Chill Zone, I thought it was like maybe air conditioned or something.
Yeah, no, a lot of people do because our little picture is an ice cube. So people think there's like ice cream or snow cones in the summer.
Oh, that would be so cool.
It would.
Yeah. Do that. I think you guys have a snow cone machine over at ACS.
I don't know about that.
You might.
We should check that out.
Yeah, that would be great.
You might.
Fantastic.
And then that would be really cool.
Really fit the picture.
Yeah. And then when people come in thinking it's this, and it's like, well, I'm not disappointed.
Yeah.
And get some cherry syrup. Yeah. No, blueberry. You could have blue snow cones. Yeah. Look at me and my ideas. I am just full of ideas. Aren't you glad you came here?
Yes.
Totally. That is so cool.
Blueberry, pineapple, and what's a red one?
Cherry.
Oh, there we go. Cherry.
Or strawberry or watermelon. Cherry, strawberry, watermelon. You don't want cranberry. That's more of a fall thing.
Yeah.
And I've never wanted a cranberry snow cone.
No, absolutely not. Not tasty.
Nope.
No. Apple? No. Apple, you could probably do all three colors for apple.
Yeah, you could.
No, I guess not blue apple.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want a blue apple.
I was thinking green.
Green. I was thinking green and yellow and red.
Yeah, green's not autism color.
Like a little beach ball.
You know, you could use a beach ball as a giveaway item.
Yeah.
With red, yellow, and blue.
Yes.
Ooh,
we just found some.
Yeah.
Man, look at that. And you could give out puzzles.
Yes.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. We're in the process of ordering some stuff like that. So we should have some.
Little four-piece puzzle.
Yeah.
I could put that together.
Yes.
Best way.
And so I hear that you guys actually, you're still even trying to get more stuff. With as much stuff as you have going on for April, you're still trying to get more stuff that's still to be determined.
Yeah. We're trying to plan for the last week of April to do some sort of training. We've got lots of brand new diagnoses. So giving some information to families of what exactly that means. If your kid gets diagnosed with autism, what can you expect? How can you help them? What resources are available?
Now, we talk a lot about children with autism, but we rarely ever talk about adults with autism.
Yes.
Yeah.
Does it go away?
No, not normally.
Or you just learn to live with it?
You adapt.
Yes. You learn skills to get through some of the, usually it's social difficulties, and there's some skill building that they can do early on that really helps. Usually adults with autism, some of the difficulties might be like level one, which is considered high functioning. So sometimes if they weren't diagnosed early, that'll come up with concerns as they get a little bit older with social.
Yes, I have a very loud table in here. You tend to find things around or hear things that just pop and crackle and stuff like that. But level one is high level.
Yes.
Now, Rain Man, he had autism, or I think he had autism.
I believe so. I haven't seen that.
Oh, you haven't seen? Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I was about it, to, okay. Yeah.
I think it was a requirement in school, if I'm not mistaken.
That was a good movie.
Never seen it.
You've never seen it. Dustin Hoffman, good. I think he won an Oscar for that role.
I'll have to watch it.
Yeah, Rain Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's like one of the coolest things. The first time he realizes that autism is different than mentally handicapped.
Yeah.
Because is when
he dropped
the toothpicks,
right? Yeah,
yeah, yeah. He dropped the toothpicks. It was a box of toothpicks. It was like a box of 500 toothpicks or something like that. And Raymond looks at the toothpicks on the ground and says, "There's 497 of them."
Huh. Yeah.
And he goes, "Well, no, there's 500 in a box." And it's like, "No, definitely 497. And he looks in the box and there's three left in the box. He was able to count all of those. It's like, whoa. So he uses them to count cards at a blackjack table.
Oh, nice.
And it's like, that's a cool guy. Yeah. I could use him. That'd be great. No, it's a good movie. You should see it. Should go see it. Definitely. It's really good. And it'll actually help out a little bit, you know, get you understanding. But that, I guess he'd be an adult.
Yes.
I answered my own question.
Yes.
There we go.
Yep.
But I think he was just an actor. Dustin Hoffman doesn't really have autism.
I think he is just an actor.
Yeah, just an actor. Yeah.
I don't know any that have autism. I know some that have children that's been diagnosed, but not, I don't know any adult
actors. I'm sure there are.
Yeah.
And if they're not, they're high functioning.
Yes.
Very.
Absolutely. Yes.
But okay, so we got so you're looking at ASD info, training and how to deal and how to identify how to help in where to go for help. So if people wanted help, they can just call EFMP.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And leave a message.
At ASD or ACS.
Yes. I know all of the acronyms. So close.
ACS, Army Community Service.
Yes.
Because there's only one service, but there's many communities.
Yes.
No, I'm kidding. Army Community Service. People call it services. It's not. Yeah. It's Army Community Service. And you're building 920.
Yes.
Over there on Bell Richard.
Yeah.
I kind of know these things. I've been over to the building before. I've had lunch over there.
Yeah.
So what other things other than, you know, outside of April, what other things do you guys do and take care of?
A lot.
Oh, yeah. Man, I'm getting you with all the good questions. I'll get you back on subject. Okay. Autism Awareness Month. How many years have you been doing? Have you been doing activities for Autism Awareness Month?
So with EFMP, I've done it for a little over 4 years. Mm-hmm. I've worked with adults and children with autism since 2009.
Oh, so, wow.
That's
a long time.
Yeah.
And in your experience, what is the best thing, the best activity you've ever done, and the least successful thing that you've ever done?
The least successful, I'll start with that, is usually some of the trainings. Usually we've got lots more people that come immediately when there's a concern, so they'll get the information then versus like a big classroom kind of thing. Uh-huh. But some of the...
People aren't really excited about going to training, are they?
No.
No, it's you would believe... people read books.
Yeah.
And they go to school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But when it's a voluntary training on things that you really should know more about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're less likely or they just don't want to. I mean, I see that a lot with marriage.
Yeah.
Marriage counseling, marriage classes, newborn babies and how to be a parent and parenting classes and anger management classes. Mm-hmm. Everyone thinks that if I have to go to these classes, then I'm in trouble. Or it's like, no, you're not. You're learning.
Yes.
You're just learning how to cope. You're learning different skills. You might be able to help somebody else.
Yes. Exactly.
So if you get to these classes for ASD, then you might be able to recognize something and be able to help or at least react better to somebody. There's people with autism that they don't like to be touched.
Yes.
Or they don't, or loud noises, or bright lights, and, you know, just different olfactory
senses
just annoy them or, you know, trigger them and they go off. And knowing these things will help you react better. So you're not going to sit there and say, oh, what the heck, and be a better parent, blah, 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 or smack the kid. And it's like, come on, you know better than that.
Yeah.
But because I've been to the training, I know better than that. See, big difference. See? Big difference.
Yeah. And autism is pretty prevalent. So in my personal opinion, not that that's what holds any merit, but there's some great training opportunities for other professionals, for first responders, for autism, for teachers, for all of that. There's some great opportunities in the community as well. So it's definitely needed.
Yeah. And I feel like a lot of times when people don't go to the trainings, it's because it's intimidation and they're not sure how to respond to it. So if we can take some of that back just like a little bit,
I would love to have somebody come over and take one of your classes and say, you know, I heard it on the podcast.
That'd be
great. Yeah. That'd be great. Give them a pen or something. Yeah. Says ACS on it.
We have those
a lot.
Yeah.
So if you take the class, tell them that that you heard it on the podcast and they'll give you a pen.
Yeah.
They'll give you a free pen. They won't even charge you for it.
That's true.
No.
Ink is extra.
Yeah. I think we'll have like little notebooks and little pens and stuff. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So there'll be a few.
Yeah, cool. And okay, so that was the least successful. So what's the most successful, your favorite thing that you've ever done for autism awareness?
So not here. I've only been here for about
4 years.
Well, I've been at this installation for 11 months now, almost 11. At a previous installation, we did a sensory fair with the surrounding community and the ABA providers and first responders and the STAR program, which was a program with the fire department. Mm-hmm. So we had a bunch of people come out and there was the mascot and they dressed up like a dog and just
that's sparky.
Really, it was fantastic. The kids got to check out the truck and see the noises. And we had a bunch of little sensory, like they could make a sensory bin, which was just like different feels. Some kids really like things that are squishy. Some of them like things that are really pokey or hard, so they can make their own box of toys and trinkets and stuff. And it was just lots of fun making goo and
goo
things that parents
and clay
make,
and Play-Doh and spaghetti. And
we were outside, so it was clean. It was great.
Well, are you going to try to do that here?
Yes.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, it's just, it's hot. It's a lot hotter here in the summer, so we'll try and find sometime in the fall.
Oh, you've been here for almost a year. How long have you been in Louisiana?
We've been here for a year and a half, almost two. Okay. And then prior, we were here for three. So
okay, so you've been through August.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I think October is actually worse in my personal opinion. Like September and October, I'm like, August isn't that bad compared to those months.
You would think that October would start cooling down. No. I went down to Florida to Disney in Florida for Halloween.
That's good.
And it was hot. It's like, come on, it's fall.
Yeah.
It's like, but no, it was mega hot.
Below the bracket of 100% humidity and
110. Oh, jeez. I do like, you know, I don't mind the heat if there's no humidity. The heat is okay. It's the humidity that just absolutely kills me.
Yeah.
Just kills me. It's like I melt.
Yes.
It's like I'm a bar of chocolate in a closed car. I just melt.
Or like my lipstick container from yesterday. It just, you know.
Never leave your chapstick in your car either.
Learn that one. Color.
It's like, what happened to this? It's gone. Sensory bucket. I was down in Lake Charles and I saw, we were in a store. I think it was a Hobby Lobby or something like that. And it was I found a banana. It was a sand-filled banana. It was a squishy banana. And it's like I was having so much, like, hey, that's cool. And then stretching it out and all that stuff and spinning it around and spinning it around. And then it popped and all the sand flew everything. It's like, oh, no. So I quietly put it back on the shelf and it's like, all right. It wasn't me.
Yes.
Except for on the cameras.
What the heck is that guy doing with the banana? So we've got all kinds of things planned out. Do you know how you're going to close out the month? I believe that's a Sunday, the 31st. Anything or what do you think your last activity for the month is going to be?
it will probably be the training. I would love to get families to share some stuff on Facebook with us. Just if they're involved in it, telling us how they did, sharing their pictures of wearing blue, light it up blue.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah. The light it up blue, you know, you could get those, the little neon or the little glow, the glow rods and the glow bracelets and stuff like that. That'd be cool.
Heck yeah.
You can have a glow run. Oh, wait, no, it's getting summer, so it doesn't get dark until like midnight.
Yeah. So, but in the late fall, that would be super fun.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Yeah. Great idea.
Yeah.
Especially with the path, like the golf course.
Yeah.
Getting over there or on our field because it's a giant circle.
The glow party. You could have a rave. Nah, I'm kidding. But a glow party would be fun. I think actually the ACS has had a glow party before.
Oh, that's
and it
awesome.
Was a great success. It really was.
Was it outside?
Uh-huh. It was out in the, it was right outside the front door of the ACS building.
Okay.
And they had all the glow rods and the bracelets and necklaces and all these different things. And they had music and little popcorn and it was a lot of fun for all the kids and stuff. It was fun. And I'm sure they'll do it again sometime when you guys are not overworked, which means never. Everyone is working so hard and has so many things going on. And then you come in with your calendar and you've got even more stuff.
Yeah. Well, and if anybody has like families that have done stuff at other installations and they really want to see it here, we're totally open to ideas. Yes, we're busy, but
we're never too busy to help our families.
Oh, heck absolutely. No. That's what you're here for.
Absolutely. Yep. Support's the most important thing. Supporting these wonderful people.
Yeah. Wonderful people, and even the less wonderful people. You're here to help all of them.
Yes,
we are.
Wonderful or not,
they're
wonderful. They're all there. They're all there for you. So why don't you tell us a little about yourself?
Okay,
it's like you said you've been here for about a year. Where were you before?
We were stationed at Fort Benning, Georgia, before this.
Fort Benning, that's the one that's on the border, right?
Georgia, Alabama.
And Alabama.
Yes.
So like half the post is in one time zone. And
yeah, actually, that's the thing. The city just doesn't run on central time in Alabama because there's so many military families that live there that even though it's zoned for central time, no one follows that. So it's great.
It's like, sorry, we're closed, but it's only 4. Nope, it's 5.
Yeah.
Our time.
Sorry. My time zone would be, nope, it's Saturday. Sorry. But it's Monday. Nope, it's Saturday. It's always Saturday here. So Fort Benning, and you ran, or what did you do over there?
I was the EFMP program coordinator over there as well.
So you were there too?
Yes.
The same thing. And you've brought your ideas from there?
Yes.
Just bring the successful ones.
Yes.
No.
All of the success and then learning, you know, the new things.
And then we make the unsuccessful ones more successful.
Yeah.
And then everything's successful.
Absolutely.
I like success.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I wish I had some.
I think you do.
I don't know.
Pretty cool.
I don't know. Cool doesn't pay the bills. Cool makes a bill.
Maybe
though.
Here though. Yeah.
Yeah, it makes a bill. makes my bill a little higher. Cool it. No. Shut that door. We're not air conditioning the whole neighborhood.
Yes.
All right. Who touched the thermostat?
Yes. That used to be the heat up where I'm from.
And where are you from?
I'm from Baltimore, Maryland, but
Baltimore, Maryland. Mm-hmm. I've been there.
Really?
I love Inner Harbor. Yeah, she doesn't.
I did.
I did love it. Until what? Until it went downhill?
I don't, it's been a while since I've been there, so I can't really.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've been there. I was there, I went to school at Denfos, which is at Fort Meade.
Oh, okay.
So I got to go up and hang out there for about 3 months or so.
That's awesome.
And what's great about Laurel, Maryland is that it's smack dab in between Baltimore and Washington, D.C. So I was able to enjoy both cities.
That's awesome.
You know, you go there, then you go home.
Yeah. Yes. Yep.
And the funny thing is I never saw any Orioles up there.
To be honest, I don't think I have either.
How weird. A whole team.
Oh, no. I was actually thinking the bird, but you mean the actual
never won.
Team.
No, never won. Neither one.
No.
Neither one. But why have a team named the Orioles if there are no Orioles around there?
Mm.
Makes me wonder if there's any Blue Jays out there.
Probably.
In Toronto, you think?
Maybe they were migrated when you, south or wherever, when you were there.
Maybe it's a swallow. African or European? I don't know.
That's all. That's, again, out of my pay grade. I have no idea.
I like throwing in jokes that nobody catches.
I like it keeps you on your toes.
It's like, how'd you get a coconut in England? No.
No.
A swallow could have carried it. Swallow can't carry a coconut. Oh, girls. They just don't understand what comedy is. That's Monty Python. No? Oh.
You and my husband would get along very
girls,
well.
Girls just don't like Monty Python. I actually saw one. It was like, I don't even like the funny stuff. It's like, anyway, so what'd you do up in, or before, where'd you come before here?
We were in El Paso at Fort Bliss.
Ooh, El Paso. Mm-hmm. There's a bar out there that I fell in love with a Mexican girl.
Oh.
Yes. Nighttime would find me at Rosa's Cantina.
I don't know.
Music would play and Felina would whirl.
You're quoting something. I just, again, no idea.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl.
I've heard this song. I just don't know who sings it. Sorry.
I love this. And just remember, something you got to know about me is 90% of my jokes are funny for me. I say them for me. I don't care.
Best kind.
It's people's reactions are what's funny to me.
The blank stares.
Yes. It's like no clue.
Yeah. We've encountered quite a few of them.
Yeah. My wife does that. She's just now ignoring me. It's like, yeah, whatever.
It's a talent.
I used to make her laugh. Now I make her eyes roll. So what'd you do out in El Paso?
We were only there for a year, so I worked online, actually. I did telehealth.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Telehealth. But like video telehealth or mm-hmm. just audio telehealth?
Video and phone.
Ah, so I would ask you about that, but that would be HIPAA compliant. So no asking you questions about, ooh, so what is the weirdest thing that somebody called in about? It's like, nope. Can't tell you.
No.
Can't tell you. You don't want to know anyway.
Probably.
Knowing my luck, I'd go look it up on Google. And it's like, oh man, I really wish I didn't Google that.
Yeah. No. A lot of them, no. You don't want to tell. No.
So there's EFMP is at all Army posts?
Yes.
And different Army posts have different levels of capabilities of care and stuff like that. Where do we lie on that spectrum?
Uh-huh. So,
because they, you know, we are, I consider us a remote.
Yes.
And we don't have access to all of the things, and there's not that many doctors or counselors and stuff like that that will come out and live out here. So what do we do for people that need, that is one of the reasons why you need to register with EFMP, mm-hmm. because that will affect your next PCS.
Yes. Right.
Because if you need a certain stage of health or help or a certain level of help and it's not available, then you can't go to that installation.
That's correct.
Right.
And now I've heard some people saying, well, that'll ruin my career, or that'll hurt my career. It's like, no, you take care of the family. Family first. Your career will be fine.
Yeah.
And you want to make sure that your children are taken care of and your family's taken care of.
Yeah.
So what are some of the opportunities or some of the help that we can get here at Fort Polk?
Yeah. So
what are some of the services that you offer? That's the words that I was looking for. What are some of the services?
Yeah. Family and the family support side of EFMP, we do a whole lot because there's not a whole lot in the surrounding community. We do trying to research, trying to find additional supports, researching additional options for placement if they're going to PCS or if they're going on a compassion, if it's just not here, doing a lot of work with the family. Some of the major installations like Bragg Hood, Bliss,
Benning,
that kind of stuff, they're there's a bunch of things available to families where they can do a referral and just kind of a warm handoff to receive services elsewhere. And you're not necessarily going to be able to have that here. So we are your go-to people.
Yes.
We'll walk you through what those processes look like, new diagnoses, questions, finding providers. That's a big one.
Yeah. It's navigating the system of like referrals. It's very interesting because since we are such a small hub, we have to branch out. So we have to meet different criterias.
Do lots of research.
Yeah, lots of calls.
Not just 40 miles from the installation, but
like 180.
Yeah,
like
calling Houston.
You're going and, far.
Yeah, you can't do 40 miles. I mean, Alexandria is 50 miles away.
Yeah.
But it's just being a creative thinker outside of the box to meet the family where they are and to support them and seeing how we can translate where they are now to where they're going next and making sure that they feel comfortable with the situation.
So you guys are going to help all the way through till they PCS out of here.
Yes.
And then you just hand them off to the next people that will do the same thing and help out at the next installation.
Yes.
So you know, through a full Army career, EFMP and ACS is here to help from beginning to end, from cradle to grave.
Yeah. And the great thing about this installation is because we have to be so hands-on with families, we really are there from start to finish. You might not get the same level of care or involvement from your major installations, but here you definitely get that.
Yes.
We have to.
Yeah. A smaller community, people get to know each other a lot better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I babble.
I think like what you said earlier, it takes a village. We become the village.
Yeah.
Like we help create the structure and make sure that they are taken care of. And that is our main goal.
Yes. Apparently I'm usually the village idiot. So who knows? They're missing. I've gotten several calls saying that somebody's missing their village idiot and you got to go back.
Oh, no.
Where is he? No. But anyway, I think this is going to be a great month for EFMP and for ACS and for system navigators and
See?
I love how you were able to slip that in there. It's navigating the system. Ah, that's what you do.
Yeah.
I thought you were working in an airplane or something.
It's like
the system navigator.
That was my stepdad.
Well, Tricia and Natalie, I really appreciate you guys coming in here, being on the Fort Polk podcast. And I hope that you guys will come back.
Yeah, absolutely.
For more. Not just April, but for whatever other reasons and programs and things you want to talk about.
Yeah.
We could just come in and chat and have all kinds of fun in here.
Anytime.
Excellent. Well, thanks for tuning in. I really appreciate you guys coming in. Yay! That's just for you guys because everyone loves you.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in and stay connected with the Exceptional Family Member Program to learn more about their upcoming activities. Like them on Facebook. Be sure to check out their calendars. Go on over to ACS and say hi. Until next time, this is Jeff England signing off, and I'll be listening at you later.